From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials with oil company BP are saying today they are encouraged by how much oil they're now able to divert to the surface from a blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Using a containment device that has been placed over the wellhead, the company says it was able to collect a large amount of oil yesterday. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says their hopes that will continue.
I'm confident in the team that they will continue to do better than the 11,000 barrels a day. They've shown a good track record of improvement, and I think we'll watch over the next few days as they continue to optimize what we can collect.
Still, oil continues to leak, and hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil are now in the Gulf of Mexico or have been washed ashore on beaches and marshlands. That's since the explosion at the company's oil rig back on April 20th. Iran announced that its Revolutionary Guards stand ready to provide escorts to any aid ships attempting to break the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. We get details from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Iran's state news agency said Iran would send food, medicine, and medical equipment to Gaza. It was not clear what route the ships would travel, although analysts said if Iran had cooperation from Turkey, the voyage would be shorter. Western analysts doubted an Iranian aid mission would actually materialize. The news comes as Israeli officials said they expect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to appoint a state commission to investigate last week's raid on a Turkish aid vessel that left 9 activists dead. The raid plunged Israeli-Turkish relations to their lowest level in some time and sparked an urgent debate on ways to ease the 3-year Israeli blockade of Gaza, which is intended to prevent Hamas from acquiring weapons. Netanyahu rejected a United Nations proposal for an international investigation, saying it would set a bad precedent. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Former CIA official based in Algeria is pleading guilty to drug and sex charges. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the case.
Andrew Warren had been a rising star at the CIA with assignments across the Middle East, but he appeared Monday in a federal court in Washington. There, he pleaded guilty to abusive sexual contact that took place at a U.S. embassy in Algeria. Warren allegedly put drugs in the drink of a female victim. He took advantage of her after she lost consciousness. The attack happened in 2008, when Warren worked as the top CIA official in the country. Prosecutors also accused Warren of taking cocaine and wielding a semi-automatic weapon. Warren faces a maximum of 10 years in prison when he's sentenced in September. Prosecutors say he also must register as a sex offender. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On the heels of last Friday's big sell-off, another rout on Wall Street to begin the new trading week. Stocks fell more than 1% today. Continued worries about Europe's debt problems continue to weigh on the financial markets. The Dow was down 115 points, closing at 98.16. The Nasdaq fell 45 points. You're listening to NPR. A panel looking into the possible causes of the recent financial crisis has issued a subpoena for documents from Goldman Sachs. Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission says it opted to go the subpoena route after determining Goldman would not hand over the documents voluntarily. According to the panel chairman, Goldman failed to respond to certain questions while providing billions of pages of documents in other instances. The agency says it appears to be a deliberate effort on Goldman's part to, quote, run out the clock. Radio pioneer Hyman Brown has died in a career that spanned 8 decades. Brown produced such popular radio dramas as The Adventures of the Thin Man and Inner Sanctum. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
The opening to a Hyman Brown radio drama set the mood immediately, like the 1930s detective series based on a comic strip.
This is Dick Tracy on the case of the broken window. Stand by for action. Let's go, man.
Or the creaking door at the beginning of Inner Sanctum Mysteries.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Hyman Brown was born in Brooklyn to immigrants from what is now Ukraine. He started out acting in theater, but radio became his great passion, the theater of imagination, he once called it. Over the years, he directed Orson Welles, Peter Lorre, and Helen Hayes, among others. In 1975, Brown won a Peabody Award for CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Hyman Brown died at his home in New York. He was 99 years old. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower today. The price of crude was down 7 cents a barrel to close at $71.44 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.